Hashtag war, grand non-fat latte with two equals. By John David Kahn on September 3, 2012. Note from senior management Andrew Breitbart is, and always will be, irreplaceable. But he left behind a legacy that continues to inspire. And a roadmap for anybody willing to seek out the truth. In honor of Andrew, we are proud to present a brand new weekly feature entitled Hashtag War, where we will choose a video that reminds us all of the unique and powerful way in which he chose to fight for all that he believed, in an effort to level the playing field such that more voices could be heard. Grand non-fat latte with two equals by John David Kahn. The year was 2011. It was roughly 178 degrees that summer in St. Louis. The event was the Smart Girls Summit. Andrew was there to speak. I was there to sing. Neither of us was a particularly smart girl. I was set up at a table in the bloggers' lounge when Andrew's eldest son entered. "Where's your dad?" I said. He said Starbucks, and then went on his way, apparently to find a 12-year-old smart girl of interest. I, on the other hand, quickly called Andrew, "You still at Starbucks?" He said, "Yeah, you want something?" And I said a grand non-fat latte with two equals. About 15 minutes later, Andrew showed up. Handed me the latte, told me he had to go talk to someone I didn't know about something I didn't understand, and then he left. I took a sip of the latte, and then suddenly there was a young blogger in front of my table. He seemed confused, almost disoriented. I didn't know him, so I thought maybe that was just his look, but it wasn't. He was trying to make sense of something, like his world had spun off its axis. And then he asked me, "Did Andrew Breitbart just bring you coffee?" It took me a second to understand why he was asking. I just said yes. He shook his head and then kind of talked it out with me, trying to get his arms around it. "I just can't believe that Andrew Breitbart, with all his stature and importance, would just bring you a cup of coffee like that. He's like a hero and he brought you coffee?" Now, I'm pretty sure this was not a reflection on me, but a rather the poignant reflection of one of Andrew's many admirers realizing for the first time that Andrew was just a guy. Remarkable, yes. But just a guy, accessible to anyone who approached him because he saw the good in people. Because he liked people. I took a moment to gather my thoughts. I had to choose my words carefully. I thought to myself, I have a responsibility to help this young blogger understand who Andrew Breitbart truly is. And with that, I looked up at him and I said, "He forgot the equal."